Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm very, very struck by some things in the readings for today, because there's so many things we do, in a certain sense, without thinking, and some of them are not good. We've gotten into habits and patterns, perhaps, that aren't always good, and it puts us in a very fragile position. In the eyes of God, who sees everything, he sees you right now, and he loves you, and he wants you to draw close to him. But he gave you a free will. You can choose not to. I wouldn't make that choice, but you have the freedom to choose not to follow the Lord, and you have the freedom to follow the Lord. And I want to see, I just wish that all of us one day, all those who listen to Food for the Journey, I just wish one day in heaven we could all get together and I could really see who you are and see what value the Word of God had for you. Because I think when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to see one another. And I think we're going to be able to talk with one another and be with one another. But it means that we choose God's way of life here in this life. So let's take a look at the readings for today. The opening prayer says this. Let me say that first. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after us and make us always determined to carry out good works. It's hard. It's hard. Flesh gets in the way. We have a choice. We always have a choice. Please make the right choice. Today in Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. It is I, Paul, who am telling you that if you have yourselves circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Once again, I declare to every man who has himself circumcised that he is bound to observe the entire law. You are separated from Christ, you who are trying to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we await the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. Only faith working through love. We can do this or that as we see it appropriate for the glory of God, but what matters to God is your faith and your love. Please stop for a moment right now and ask yourself, your friends, your families, whatever, how well do I love? What do I need to do to change? Just take one thing. Start out with one. Help me. Help me, Lord, to stop gossiping. Help me, Lord, to stop lying. Help me not to so quickly prejudge situations, but to really listen to others. And on and on and on. Whatever you need to do, whatever I need to do, that God might be glorified. No, Psalm 119 today, let your mercy come to me, O Lord. Let your mercy come to me, your salvation. Take not the word of truth from my mouth, for in your ordinances is my hope. And I will keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty because I seek your precepts. And I will delight in your commands, which I love. And I will lift up my hands to your commands and meditate on your statutes. Thank you, Lord. Your mercy comes to me. I love you and I love your word. I love your truth. Let it guide my life. Help me, Lord, just for today. Help me to guide my life. And then the next day, ask for the same. Because the more you conform yourself to doing God's will with a right heart. With a right heart. If you're doing God's will, why God gave us that rule, if you follow that, you're going to know joy and you're going to know greater peace. So I encourage you, read all of Psalm 119, but don't get focused on just obedience to the law. Get onto the page where you're with the Lord, that what he wills, you will. And may God bless you for that. And then the gospel today, according to Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washings before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. So even if what you have to give away is very little, give it for the needs of others." Yes, absolutely. But also, don't just take care of what people see, the outside of the cup. Don't take care of just what people see. Look at your heart. Choose God over all others. Follow him. Please follow him. I remember as a small child, I found it very hard to kneel for a very long time. And I'd kneel and I'd squirm around and then I'd sit down and then I'd get back up again and then I'd sit down and then I was staying down longer than I should have. And my dad just reached over and he just lifted me up onto his lap. And I was old enough to sit by myself, but he sat me on his lap and he told me why it was important to look at Jesus and pay attention to him. I received some of my best lessons then from my father. Brothers and sisters, it's not that posture is the most important, although if it's possible, it should be a reverent posture. That goes without saying. But you don't have to be perfect. He hears you wherever you are. And if you're being tempted to something, turn to him right away. "Lord, help me to do what is right and good." Ask him. Or if it's to do something for another and you're saying, I'm so busy, I can't. And that's not really true. You could squeeze it in. You just don't want to. Overcome your own desires, shall we say, and ask what you can do for that person. You will be blessed abundantly. And the other person certainly will be blessed. Don't be afraid to serve. Don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to give somebody a dollar bill. Don't be afraid to smile at people as you go by on the streets, wherever you are. Sometimes that very thing, no words, but that very gesture speaks of the kindness and goodness of God. You and I are disciples of Jesus Christ. Let us be one, not just in words, but in thoughts and in deeds. He loves us. But you see, my goodness, with the Pharisees, all they were concerned about was doing everything just so. I want to read something to you here about Pharisaism, and we can all fall into it. "Oh, my soul, it is through humility that we shall reach paradise. And what shall we do in paradise? There the practice of all other virtues ceases, and only charity and humility remain." Charity and humility. Think about that. "We shall see God, and in seeing him, we shall know that he is the infinite good, and this perfect knowledge will bring with it more perfect love. And the more we love God, the better we shall know him. And the better we know him, the more humble we shall be, practicing humility through all eternity, like the ancients seen in the Apocalypse by the Apostle St. John, who fell on their faces and adored God, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come." Let us begin to practice on earth those virtues which we hope to practice forever and ever through all ages in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And for that God has exalted him and given him a name above all other names. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Rescue me from the unjust man. Who is this wicked and unjust man from whom I pray to be delivered? He is my inner self, and it is the same as if I were to say, "Deliver me, O Lord, from myself," in order that I may no longer be that earthly, worldly, and proud creature which I have been hitherto, dominated by passion, but that I may be renewed and may conform to the spirit of my humble Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. That was written by Father DeGarmo, who was an Italian Capuchin priest and a spiritual writer. And I have pondered that reading several times. Let's pay attention to that, brothers and sisters. May God give you great, great blessings, because we're living in the kind of times that are very precarious right now, all across the world. It's not easy. It's not easy to follow the rules. You can't do this and you can't do that. We're kind of squeezed into corners these days at times. And we want to be outside. We want to go here. We want to go there. And we can't right now. And it causes, honestly, doesn't it? It causes our own weaknesses to start to come forward. And what I want to ask you these days, wherever you are, at home with your family, whether you live alone, whether you live with other people, I want to say to you, look at yourself. Are you kind? Are you merciful? Are you loving? Give up gossip. Give up slander. Open your heart to the Lord, and he will lead all of you closer to him. What would that be like if we came out of this pandemic closer to God than we are now? But God can do that. Do you believe me? He could do anything. He could change it instantaneously. But we have been given free will, so he offers us all the graces we need. It's our call to say yes. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.